here with Neil Gibson. Neil, Flint 2, Prestatyn 3. Just sum up that game for us.
Well, you know, emotions are high now at the moment after, you know, the way that the game went for, you know, that hour and 45 minutes of adrenaline, really, from 2:30 until today, and until this moment, sorry, today. So I think it's important that we sum it up fairly in terms of what happened today. And I've got to give a huge amount of credit to everyone that's in my dressing room today, because the players, that were on the pitch, the subs that got on and the ones that didn't get on, the players that weren't in the squad today, that were on the bench cheering all the lads on, and all the backroom staff and fans, that's the most important thing, fans. I think we probably outnumbered Flint again today with our support. We felt we were in it together, and when we were a man down and we needed that character in the second half when things were going against us, you know, that's the sort of thing that you win football matches with. You know, if you don't have that character and team spirit and togetherness, you know, from the captain right through to any supporter, then, you know, you don't win games of football, and that's what's got us over the line today. You know, we're building something quite special here, and I think that's got us through in very difficult circumstances today.
You touched on some strange decisions out there today, and you said we were down to 10 men. Jack Kenny sent off. Now, from my vantage point, it looked like Jack was actually stopping Niall McGuinness from getting to the referee. How did it look for you?
Well, again, everything that's happened sort of behind me while I was talking to the referee, so I can't, I haven't really got a viewpoint on what happened there at half time. Jack tells me that he was purely acting as a peacemaker and was trying to intervene in some people coming around and trying to get to me and grab at me, but so I, you know, I've got to take him on face value with that and see what happened. I mean, I just thought it was a really, really strange decision to make. I mean, first half, you know, that Brandon Burrows has gone in for a heavy tackle on one of our players, and on another day that could have been a red card, not a yellow card. Tony Davis has gone over the top on one of our players in a tackle, and that could have been a red on any other occasion, but he gets up and squares up to Jack Kenny head to head. But apparently Jack got booked for that, but Tony Davis didn't. But Tony got booked for the tackle. I mean, if someone instigates going head to head against someone and then doesn't get booked for it, but the person he goes head to head with gets booked for it, that's quite hard to, you know, to fathom out. But, you know, I think that, you know, there's lots gone on today and, you know, on the pitch, but the main sort of result is, or the main thing that went on the pitch today was that, you know, we scored 3 goals and we looked like we could score when we went forward at every opportunity. And despite playing with 10 men for 45 minutes, with the exception of the balls that went into the box, and then being a physical presence and a physical threat, which I thought our lads coped with admirably, you know, they only scored 2 goals. So we come away from that 3-2 victors, and, you know, and pick up a very important 3 points.
Just the last question. Some pundits have said that was the title decider game. Spoke to Martin Jones. He says it's too early in the season. What's your actual feelings on people saying this is the title deciding game?
No, I think it's too early, you know, to be saying anything like that. I think that's a 9th league game out of 32. So, you know, there's no way that's a title deciding game, because there's so many more matches to play and points to play for. You know, I think we could still have, you know, 69 points to play for. So whatever the gap is at the moment in time, you know, it'd never be a title deciding game. You know, I think that's a lack of respect as well to the other teams in the league, who probably think that they have got an equal opportunity to try and press to win the league this season. But, you know, we're very happy with where we are in terms of a position. You know, I think that puts us 10 points clear of Flint, with them having a game in hand over us. But, you know, I don't know how the other results went up at the top of the league today, so I don't know what the gap is between ourselves and Llanrider, who was second. But we just, it's not really about that at this moment in time. It's about winning games of football, keeping the momentum going. And I look at it, you know, in terms of we've played 13 games in all competitions so far this season, and we've won 12 and lost one. So we've come to Flint away during that. We've played, you know, Carnarvon and Kevin Drew as Welsh Premier League opposition away during that time, and we found ways to win games of football, because, you know, we try and play attacking, free-flowing football, but when it's not you know, it's not suitable for us to do that because the game goes in a different direction. We show character and fight to find a way through and grind it through. And, you know, I'm immensely proud of everyone today to do with the football club, and especially the players in there today and the fans. And, you know, it's a good weekend for us to enjoy. And the hard work starts again on Tuesday to make sure we're ready for Llangefni next week.
Thank you, Neil, and good luck for next week.